This is a short described audio introduction to the Toronto Council Fire Storytelling Teepee on Sunday, May 21st. The Council Fire Storytelling Teepee is in a grove of about 20 trees on the northwest side of the main building. The grove of trees is called the North Orchard. There you'll find two teepees. The teepee closest to the building and not on the grass will be where the stories are told. There might even be a small fire pit in the center of this teepee, which you'll smell when you get there. The storytelling teepee is called the Native Women Resource Center Teepee and can fit about 10 kids sitting cross-legged and the storyteller. The other teepee is called the Anishinaabe Homes Teepee. The two teepees are the same size and cone-shaped. They are made from thick canvas fabric that is stretched around 15 tall poles made from pine trees. The poles are spaced out in a circle and their tops lean against each other. They are thick on the bottom and thinner on top. The biggest one is called the grandfather pole. There is an opening at the top of the teepee which lets light and fresh air in. There is also one oval-shaped opening to enter the teepee. It's along a seam where the canvas sides get tied together. You'll need to step over the canvas at the bottom of the oval to get into the teepee. Once inside, you can find a spot to sit. There are two teepee poles outside that anchor to the ground behind the teepee. These are connected to the canvas, which is open at the top of the teepee. The outsides of both teepees are hand-painted. The Native Women Resource Center teepee is dark blue at the bottom, then light blue, then black, then blue with white circles at the top. Painted on the teepee are a woman wearing a red dress, a bird, which is a robin, a strawberry, a frog, and a red dress with short sleeves. The Anishinaabe Homes teepee is white with red at the top. It has the Toronto skyline painted in black along the bottom all the way around the teepee. At the back, the CN Tower is painted between tall buildings with a giant yellow half circle rising like the sun behind it. In the front at the very bottom of the skyline is a pattern in orange that switches back and forth between tiny teepees and tiny houses side by side. The front of the teepee has shapes painted on it. Above the entry opening, there are two blue triangles and two blue circles, as well as a black triangle outline beside it that has a yellow circle in it. The storyteller's name is Anthony. Anthony is an Indigenous man in his 30s. He wears glasses and has long dark hair in a braid, sometimes under a cap. Anthony wears a black long-sleeve button-up shirt with a thunderbird and dragonflies on it. The thunderbird is big and on his back. It is blue, yellow, red, and white. The dragonflies are on the front left chest and are red and yellow. Anthony carries a wooden flute with him to play during his stories of the seven grandfather teachings, and he might even do a bit of singing too. You are free to come and go during the stories. The teepee is a relaxed space. You are free to explore the other teepee too. See if you can figure out which pole is the grandfather pole. Be sure to visit the tactile station for a hands-on introduction to some other junior festival programming. Also be sure to check out the audio file describing the Lemon Bucket Orchestra, another about Faye and Fluffy Storytime, and the Junior Festival Overview, all available on the Harbourfront Centre's website, harbourfrontcentre.com/series/junior. The audio description team for this year's festival is from Superior Description Services and features the writing and voice of Rebecca Singh, with script consultation and tactile station design by Carrie Kajewski.